5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Deadpan is go. You're so vain, you probably think this podcast's about you. What's up, everyone? This is Deadpan number 71. I'm sure we have some 71 birthdays out there. If so, then speak up. Or don't. Or whatever. I'm the Deadpan host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Starfuckers Incorporated. And yep, got my leather jacket on, my water skis, just looking for that shark to jump over. How are you? So anyway, this is another Darth Deadpan episode, which is alright, because maybe that means I get to bed early. But if you do want to send me content, that would also be really super. Because really, Deadpan is about you. It is. It's about this community. Just the coolest, smartest, wittiest people assembled together on the net, just trading funny stories and just funny little ideas. And helping each other laugh and escape a little bit during the workday. So if you want to get me content, you can send it to me if you can reach me on Skype. My Skype ID is SphericalJackM. You can also email it to me, you know, record an MP3 or an audio, any type of audio file and email it to me. In the past, I would have said try jack@jackmangan.com, but for some fucking reason, that's not working properly. However, my super secret email address, harmonypatrician@yahoo.com, we'll let you in the door. You can reach me. That one has had a lot better success. And my longtime listeners and friends out there know that I've formerly had a Gmail account, which I haven't accessed in ages. I probably have literally 10,000 items of spam, but there was an old duelofthefates@gmail.com. I honestly haven't checked that in 2007. But I've established a new Gmail account. That's SphericalJackM@gmail.com. And honestly, I may never check that either. Or that may be the new full-time email. Stay tuned. And of course, the third and final way you can get me content is you can call it in, 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. That is voicemail. And unfortunately, that currently links to jack@jackmangan.com, so you're rolling the dice. But I'm going to fix that, so don't think that that's not an option. And holy fuck, there's so much going on in my life, and I'm doing all this rambling about how to contact me. But since you ask, things are fine. I am doing fine. Rough pavement, you know, it can be hell on the big wheel tires sometimes, but big wheel keeps on turning. If you're still listening, there's some good stuff later on. If you've already clicked off, well, then you're not hearing this, but I don't blame you.
Since the dawn of time, man has gathered around the campfire to tell stories that make sense of the universe. Slightly thereafter, other men realized they could take those stories and repeat them to others with their own snide commentary and get attention that way.
That was sort of a non sequitur.
She's attractive.
That's good enough reason for me to mention her.
See, I mean, the first connotation that comes to my mind when you say sulfur is a very, very bad smell. So I'm wondering if this mushroom has a bad smell and someone just decided, hey, maybe I can cook the smell out.
Sort of a very unpleasant, infinitely unpleasant experience.
It's pretty cool, though.
Moldauer in the morning at moldauer.com. It's like cavemen around a campfire, but instead of a campfire, it's a podcast.
This is Brad P. from NJ and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. Oh, sorry, that wasn't Deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way, biatch. That deadpan? Dang.
So if this episode had a point, what would it be? Would it be that there's a true separation now in humanity? Almost two separate species living and coexisting in human bodies on this earth. Those that are stagnant and have refused to move on and evolve beyond the cavemen 35,000 years ago who fought and squabbled over the most petty little things and were motivated solely by their exact feelings at that exact moment, as opposed to those who are more thoughtful and empathic and are capable of self-reflection and introspection, and who, rather than steer the species towards extinction out of their own greed and pettiness and selfishness and immaturity, are instead elevating the species through art and just through general good deeds and progressive, socially aware thought and action. No, that wouldn't be it, actually. The point would be that any bit of audio can be redefined and reshaped and improved upon simply by adding Samuel L. Jackson.
Motherfucker!
Imagine there's no heaven.
Motherfucker!
I am Iron Man.
Motherfucker!
House Carl Samuel called the other boy, Jeffrey, who had become a member of the castle's serving staff, leaving Pug and Thomas standing alone. Swordmaster Fannin then stepped forward, and Pug felt his heart stand still as the old soldier called, Thomas, son of Megar. There was a pause, and Pug waited to hear his own name called, but Fannin stepped back, and Thomas crossed over to stand alongside him. Pug felt dwarfed by the gaze of all upon him. The courtyard was now larger than he had ever remembered it, and he felt ill-fashioned and poorly dressed. His heart sank in his chest as he realized that there was no craftmaster or staff member present who had not taken an apprentice. He would be the only boy uncalled. Fighting back tears, he waited for the Duke to dismiss the company. As the Duke started to speak, sympathy for the boy showing clearly in his face, he was interrupted by another voice. Your Grace, if you would be so kind. All eyes turned to see Culgan the magician step forward. I have need of an apprentice, and would call Pug, Orphan of the Keep, to service. That was an excerpt from Magician by Raymond E. Feist.
Viriconium by M. John Harrison. Autumn, midnight, the eternal city. The moon hangs over her like an attentive white-faced lover, its light reaching into dusty corners and empty lots. Like all lovers, it remarks equally on the blemish and the beauty spot, limning their iridium fretwork and baroque spires with a fabled Adeline Plaza, even as it silvers the fishy eye of the old woman cutting fireweed and elder twigs among the ruins of the Cisplatine Quarter, whose towers suffered most during the War of the Two Queens. The city is a product of her own dreams, a million years of them. Now she turns in her sleep, so quietly you can hear the far-off rumor of the newest, white bones, the song of the locust, dry mandibles rubbing together in the desert nights. Or is it only a wind out of Monar, and autumn leaves filling the air to scrape and patter in the side streets?
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Your love is better than ice cream.
Motherfucker!
How will I laugh tomorrow when I can't even smile today? I feel like shit, deja vu. Ça, dis-moi. I feel cold as a razor blade, tight as a tourniquet, dry as a funeral drum. People think I'm insane because I am frowning all the time. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. It's even dark in the daytime. It's not just good, it's great depression. Do you miss me? Miss misery like you say you do. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Life, it seems to fade away, drifting further every day. I guess it's my destiny to be the king of pain. I am nothing. I feel nothing. Take a good look at my face. You'll see the tracks of my tears. And now my bitter hands cradle broken glass. Of what was everything? All the pictures have all been washed in black, tattooed everything. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door and it has been painted black. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. So much for everyone. I'm becoming less defined as days go by, fading away, and well, you might say, I'm kind of losing focus, kind of drifting into the abstract in terms of how I see myself. You were pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. I've been guilty of kicking myself in the teeth. I will speak no more of my feelings beneath. What a lovely day. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Mbop.
I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them.
Motherfucker!
Mangan! You've really got your shit together.
Motherfucker!
Jack Mangan! You've got your shit together.
Motherfucker!
Spherical Tommy, 16 pieces at a
motherfucking
time. Dark moon fire, each story is divine. Mangan!
Motherfucker!
You've got your shit together.
Xiao, Mr. Meow.
Spoon!
Okay, every time I describe how Greasy Spoon Comments works, I end up saying the word comments over and over again. So you know what? I'll do the explanation, but let's replace comments with a much more fun word, like nipples. So for Greasy Spoon Nipples, what happens is people will leave nipples on the Deadpan Nipples board, and then each week we randomly go through and pick nipples at random, and then I'll read those nipples on this episode in the Greasy Spoon Nipples segment. All right, so the first nipple is from Vanimond. Says, PC was the most annoying thing when I did a teacher course in 2001. The sheer absurdity of calling a blackboard a chalkboard, not being able to say brainstorming in front of a class, are just a couple of examples from a long list of PC madness. Never got into D&D. Computer gaming nabbed me first. Space Invaders on a Commodore PET. Time for some cocoa. Next, Thomas says, no comment. I should change that to no nipple. Third, Ditto says, and this one's even worse, http://tinyearl.com/2y65jl. Fourth and final, Lost Ralph says, losing self, feeling my mind fading. Dreams die in the dust-choked alleys of time, chasing the white rabbit through my mind. Crying over its shattered corpse. And I feel my synapses fade one by one. Losing self, feeling reality crashing. Sinew and muscle imploding. Carriage of the mind self-destructing. No purpose leads to no existence. All is lost, as I am lost. And I no longer have a mind to care.
I am Luke Skywalker.
Motherfucker!
Jedi Knight and friend to Captain Solo.
Take that, you blank hands.
What's that? Yeah, Ma, I killed the Pans. Pans are all dead. Wait, you didn't want me to... You didn't want Pans dead? Oh, you mean a dead Pan. Jack Mangan's Deadpan. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
So apparently I was off in my attempts to decipher the anagram NKOTB in the last Deadpan episode. So then is it nerdy kids off-track betting? No kvetching on the bus? Nugent kills ocelots. Tasty. Bloody. Neo. Keanu. Or Ted. Bob. As in Bob Arctor. Nude kickball. Ouch. Things bobble. Nipple kissing orgasm. Ticklish balls. Okay. Is it nuclear kineticist obstetrician teenage blues?
Exterminate!
Motherfucker!
Exterminate!
Motherfucker!
Bob Nerdly is a real Geico Insurance customer, not an actor. To help him with his message, we've hired professional voice actor John Bell.
I was having problems downloading my podcast.
In a world where critical information has to get through.
I went to chuckchat.com and clicked on TechNRum and gave it a listen. Tech, science, sci-fi, interviews, it was great.
A new wind was beginning to blow.
Chuck and Craig are funny, informative. I don't know what I would have done without them.
In the fight for justice, two men stood up to help those in need.
Geico Insurance. Only available by listening to Technorama at chuckchat.com.
Feed your inner geek. My throat is starting to hurt.
Snakes. Why did it have to be?
Motherfucking snakes!
I know they're wrong, wait and see.
Motherfucker! Enough is enough!
I couldn't agree more, Sam. All right, Deadpanites, this community rocks. And if you're out there and you listen, then you also rock. And you're more than welcome to join in the fray on the comments board. You know, go and post nipples if you'd like. You know, and I want to thank everyone out there for supporting me and for being cool, for being my friend. And also for being patient with me as I sort shit out and get details resolved. And I know that I have a few things that have been cooking for an incredibly long time and that you guys have been waiting for. And it's almost embarrassing at this point. But, you know, they're still in the works and they will get out there. As far as everything else, you may think you know. You may even know a little. But you don't know the whole thing. I don't even know the whole thing. So don't worry about it. So what is the motherfucking way? No, what is the motherfucking way? Say it with me. Yeah, fuck your coworkers, they need to know this too. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Wow, there are an awful lot of instances of the word motherfucker in this episode, aren't there? Yeah, I really sure hope that Amy's parents aren't listening. And yes, that's an inside joke for longtime Deadpan listeners. Sorry if you don't get it. And you know what, if you're one of those people who says, oh, don't put inside jokes in your podcast, then deal with it. Inside jokes, as long as they don't alienate, help to establish a sense of community and a sense of belonging and a sense of kinship. So inside jokes, executed properly, can certainly be a good thing. So eat that. Try to step up to the buffet. All right, I am fucking rambling. I am done. I am so done. When we eventually get to the music, I won't be coming back after that. Thank you for being part of this community. And if you have it in you, then send me something. Whether it be a dumbass memory, the contents of your fridge, or the contents of your something or other. Stolen lyrics, stolen paragraphs. Okay, you know what? Someone just unplugged the microphone. I'm just babbling out of control now, and I can't stop.
Damn! Motherfucker!
No, that's not it.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth now.
You act like you never had love and you want me to go without. One love, one life. Well, it's one need in the night, in the night. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus, the lepers in my head? Did I ask too much? More than a lie? 'Cause you gave me nothing and now it's all I got. One love, one life. Well, it's one need in the night, in the night. Love is a temple. Love the higher law. Love is a temple, and I said, love the higher law. One love, one life. Well, it's one need in the night, in the night.
Enough is enough!